looking forward to it.
Okay, this is Graham Thickens on the pavilion floor of Demo Spring 2010, and it's lunchtime and the place is buzzing, and I'm lucky enough to be here with the very popular Judy Ruvolo, the CEO and founder of Solvade, based in
New York City, downtown.
Yeah. And you had a pretty good onstage performance today, I'd say. Are you happy with it?
Yeah, it was a really fun. I feel really grateful to have been part of a process of building something that was ready to demo. That
yeah,
felt really cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was sure impressed. And the gist of it is it's about a site for companies to recruit consulting talent. So it's a marketplace, sort of a match site in a way, but I'll let you describe it, Julie.
I guess the closest analogies people have said that make sense is, one, a match.com for business talent, but without all of the unsavory candidates, but also
yeah.
a business talent agency.
Yeah.
So we're specifically focused on rolling up independent professionals who already have their own clientele. They're the top of their field, whether it's creative talent that freelanced after working on Madison Avenue for decades, whether it's ex-Googlers who now have their own AdWords consultancies, even if it's an executive assistant who spent 7 years at Warner Brothers and now works independently, including a bunch of ex-McKinsey folks who run their own consultancies. So we only work with talent that already has a track record of attracting their own clients and that's well vetted.
It's kind of about the whole free agent nation thing. And I've seen sites like this try to do what you're doing in the past, but you seem to have a different angle on it. How would you compare yourself to other sites like Elance and some of the other freelancer sites?
So, I mean, the technology's there, right, for us to be able to connect remotely. And it's an absolute no-brainer that there's a supply and a demand. We've taken a bit of an antithetical approach to creating an eBay for human talent. I think that it is too early to try to commoditize humans and put them in the same box that you could put a book. And I think that the biggest barrier to connecting the dots is one of trust and understanding who you're working with. So we want to start by saying, how can we connect each other within our own business networks to work on a project basis? And if we can figure that out, where there's already trusted relationships in place, and we're talking with our own peers and working with our own peers, then there's the opportunity to expand globally and really, you know, Thomas Friedman, world is flat, take it there. But we've taken an antithetical approach to them. I think that they're largely marketplaces of servitude. I think the attitude is, I don't trust you. We're going to have an automated webcam to see if you're actually doing your work. And we're saying, no, we're matching you to your own peers. And further, you don't have to, as the business owner, assume the burden of figuring out who the right person is for you. I have yet to see a client come through our door who knew exactly what they wanted. They need a consult on it. They need an expert to tell them what they want. So we take the burden, that's where it's more of a matchmaking service, of saying, okay, Graham, who exactly are you looking for? We might even call you up and get more details, and then we're going to recommend matches to you.
Yeah.
If you find a match you like, we pay for their time, the talent's time, to sit on the phone with you for you to make sure it's a match. And it's only at that point, if you're happy with that phone call and you want to begin a project with them, that we've already sorted out the contract and the rate, and you can say, all right, let's take a baby step and do a little bit of work.
Yeah.
And then see if we want to do a big, big
yeah,
piece of work.
Sounds much the same that experienced consultants would do on their own. So it's it's a wonderful service, because independent consultants, and I'm one, it's very hard to do this kind of thing when you're busy doing work, looking for your next set of gigs. But you talked about how you're working with the LinkedIn API, and I'm real interested in that. Tell us about what you're doing in that regard.
So when you're looking for someone to hire or a consultant, where do you go first? Most people ask their network.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. Yeah.
We say,
absolutely.
Hey, do you know anyone who's good at SEO?
Right.
We think that LinkedIn is the gold standard with establishing a real professional identity for ourselves. So we are piggybacking on an existing user behavior and saying, okay, our social currency really matters to each other. I am not Julie R. on a random website. Mm-hmm. I'm Julie Ruvolo, and I have a real identity, and you deserve to see that. So we find, for example, that for the LinkedIn API, what we launched today, a demo, is pretty exciting. You can submit a request for talent off of our site, but now you can also say, I would like to prefer matches that are already within my own LinkedIn network, which is really cool. So, for example, when I needed market research done for our media kit for demo, Solvade's staffing engine matched me with Amanda Sanguinet, an ex-McKinsey consultant. when she called me on the phone to connect, the first thing she said was, Julie, we know these three people in common. How do you know so-and-so? And that is where the trust begins.
Yep.
Now I'm going to be a good actor because my social professional reputation is on the line. She's going to be a good actor because hers is on the line.
Yep.
And we think that kind of social threading is really important.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us about how the site has been up in public for a while, or
mm-hmm.
You didn't just debut the whole thing here.
No, right? What we launched today was our actual staffing engine, but we started a couple of years ago, and we've been working with clients, some that are 2 years old. You know, I want to make one point, though, as well, as about the experience of being an independent consultant,
yeah.
because that's exactly what I was before I started Solvate with yeah. my partner. I'm actually not the CEO. I'm COO, and there's a few co-founders.
Okay.
I'll
and
take the glory.
Your partner is not here with you?
No, he's back in New York.
Okay.
He was an early founder of 24/7 Media, actually.
We both come
from
okay.
media backgrounds. But,
okay.
The bar is really high, right, for even consultants or freelancers to connect. The size of the project has to be big enough to warrant the pain you have to go through trying to find that person. So what we're trying to do is lower the bar on both ends. For
yeah.
the talent, we're saying, like when I was a consultant, wow, Julie, what would it have been like if you didn't have to go through such a manual, arduous process through your own network finding your next gigs?
Yeah.
So if we can handle on both sides the contract and terms, the billing mechanism, and the matching, we're hoping to start to open up the door to what Tina Brown at the Daily Beast calls the gig economy, project-based work, less than a month-long engagement. What about 2 hours worth of work? What if I only need 2 hours worth of consult? What if I need 5 hours worth of an ex-Googler and AdWords strategy to set up my first media buy?
Yeah.
And we're hoping to move to that kind of ecosystem where we can say, wow, we can access all sorts of people in small, you know,
yeah.
look at what Twitter did versus email, right, when you
yep.
talk about microtransactions.
Yep. Yeah.
So
Beautiful.
We're trying to lower that bar, lower that barrier,
Beautiful.
and help professionals find each other like they already are, but just with some gas behind it.
Yeah. So are you in the process now of recruiting customers or consultants or both or what?
Definitely both. We have a recruiting arm of our business that is on the lookout now for 500 new independent professionals, in this case with vertical expertise working with or for startups. We've got a lot of demand that we need to meet. So if any of you are out there, you can go to solvate.com/solvatetalent and apply. And of course looking for clients to try it out.
Yeah.
I think that, I'll tell you what I aspire to at least, and what I think we aspire to. You can look at what happened with software going on demand and the democratizing power it gave to small businesses to say you're playing with the big guys' tools on a per seat monthly basis. We would like to be part of that movement towards giving small businesses access to that kind of human capital
mm-hmm.
on demand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think really excites us.
The company's been around for a while, and I see you did a Series A in October 2009?
August of 09.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And DFJ is one mm-hmm. firm.
DFJ Gotham led the round with RRE Ventures.
Mm-hmm.
We feel very much like a New York company with
yeah.
New York backers, and a boatload of our talent is not coincidentally from New York.
Yeah, well, that would make sense. And how big was that round?
2.3 million.
Yeah, okay. And how big's the team now?
We're 10 full-timers in New York City downtown, but
okay.
we're working with about 50 of our own talent a month dog-fooding our own business.
Do you want to say that again?
Dog-fooding. So our VP of Product Development manages a dozen people from UX specialists to QAs to designers.
I get it.
And
okay.
we're all really yeah. experimenting, say, how far can we push this model for ourselves?
Sure.
And
sure.
that's been really exciting as well, to have a lot of this early community of talent working on our own business, building
yeah.
something that's hopefully to the benefit of all of us.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. It sounds like a great solution that's right for the times, and wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you very much for taking the time.
You betcha. Over and out.